Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Well, it was a wonderful experience this past week, gazing up to the sky and watching the eclipse. I hope you have made a memory or two to carry forward into the future. Most of us will never see another total eclipse again in person. We will have to rely on photographs and stories in the future. Two disciples of Jesus made a marvellous memory one day as they walked with the risen Jesus on the road to Emmaus. And they never realized what a unique experience that was, never to be repeated once Jesus returned to the Father, only ever to be accessed again through the record of the memories that they had made, the written accounts of what they had seen and heard. Good day to you, and welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. Words from Psalm 4. There are many who say, "Who will show us any good?" Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. God our Maker, we praise you for all the wonders in your creation, for the detailed perfection revealed in a baby's tiny fingers, in pussy willows unzipping their jackets to greet the spring, in each rock face worn by wind and water. for the occlusion of sun by moon, giving to us a sense of wonder at all the glory in the heavens, witnessing to your ancient design. Such details lift our hearts to praise you. So also, let the life, teaching and resurrection of the risen Christ lift and instruct our hearts this day, that we may greet a new week as an occasion to discover him in our midst, making all things new in the springtime of your Holy Spirit. God, our Redeemer, in raising Jesus from the dead, you showed us your power to defeat all that brings fear and sorrow to our lives. Yet we confess we are sometimes uncertain if we can trust the promise of resurrection for ourselves. Forgive us when we struggle to trust your goodness for us. Forgive us when we miss the signs of your love in our midst. Scripture teaches that there is a time for every matter under heaven, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. In confessing our sins to you, our God, we offer you our tears of regret. But now is the time to rejoice in God's mercy. In Jesus Christ we are forgiven. In Jesus Christ we have time to make a new start. Thanks be to God. God of word and wisdom, the risen Christ opened the minds of his friends to understand the Scriptures. Send us your Holy Spirit to open our minds to receive your truth and love, which can fill our hearts and change our lives. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us love our God supremely. Let us love each other too. Let us love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new. Then he'll call us home to heaven. At his table we'll sit down. Christ will serve us with sweet manna all around.
A reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, at verse 13. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" And they stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked them. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the Scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and began to give it to them. And then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. And they asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us as he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. And there they found the 11 and those with them, assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." And then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Amen. Just read from the Bible. Now, if you follow this program, you probably weren't the least bit surprised about that, because we read from the Bible every Sunday broadcast. If you are a churchgoer, then you'll hear the Bible read every Sunday in your congregation. And what would then follow is that someone would preach or speak or explain from the Bible. It's what we do. Well, this morning I'm not just going to speak from the Bible, I'm going to speak about the Bible, because that is what Jesus is doing in this passage. The story of the Emmaus Road encounter is one of those resurrection stories, the accounts of the disciples meeting Jesus, alive and firing on all cylinders after he had been unmistakably crucified and buried. Last week we had one of John's Gospel stories about doubting Thomas, and you might have noticed that the readings were quite similar. It tells of the disciples thinking maybe they were seeing a ghost and Jesus showing them the wounds in his hands to convince them that it really is him. But in the story, Jesus begins to explain to them the connection between the events they've been witnessing and the teaching of the scriptures, which we in a later time might for convenience call the Old Testament, or indeed the Bible. And most interestingly, it says, he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Remember, these were people, many of whom had been traveling with Jesus for 3 years or so. This was not the first time they had heard Jesus talking about what we would now call the Old Testament, or that part of the Bible. But now the penny dropped. They began to see what it was that he had been saying these scriptures were on about. It's not that they thought he was lying before, or that they didn't trust the Bible. It was that they couldn't get their minds around it. It now began to make sense. We have a wonderful church musician at St. Andrews. Sebastian, like many a musician, can look at a page of black dots and squiggles and straight lines and numbers, and he can read it in such a way that he can then produce beautiful music out of it. and the rest of us mere mortals can scarcely make head nor tail of it. We might admire the shape of the pretty patterns, the sweeping curves on the paper. We might make messages out of the notes like A, B, C, D, or Be Natural. We might even frame a sheet of music and use it as a decoration, or put it on a mug, but that's not what musical notation is meant for. If the Bible doesn't make sense to you, then are you using it in the way it was meant? Are you starting in the right place? If we start with the Bible as simply a book of do's and don'ts, we'll end up with a religion that is dry and legalistic. If we read the Bible as a book of piety and prayers, we may end up with a religion that's all about self-improvement and making us think better of ourselves than we should. And if we read the Bible simply as a book of wisdom, then there will be times when we say it doesn't make sense. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek. What nonsense. What these disciples discovered on Easter Sunday is that the starting point for understanding the Bible is the death and resurrection of Jesus. And that is what Jesus offers us in these resurrection stories. Jesus' death and resurrection is the key to understanding the Bible. We don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus because we believe the Bible. We believe the Bible because we trust in the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. The death and resurrection of Jesus, of which they were witnesses, helped them to understand the meaning of the scriptures. The Bible uses literary styles and imagery that were familiar to these disciples, but which make as much sense to us as crotchets and quavers do to those who don't read music. The Bible is made up of different kinds of literature. It is just as full of figures of speech, in-jokes, generalizations, hyperbole, poetic license, irony, and rhetorical flourishes as any other book that is written in any human language. But it doesn't mean the Bible is not true. You can't say that the Bible is not true just because it reveals truth in a different manner than an academic journal or an encyclopedic reference book. There are more ways of being true than simply historically true. So is it possible to discover the truth in the Bible? Yes, because of precisely what happened in this story. Jesus is alive, and Jesus can open our minds to understand the scriptures. The New Testament Gospels record what he said and did while he was here on earth. The book of Acts records how he continued to work through his disciples by the power of his Spirit. And the letters written to the churches that were formed through the preaching of his disciples give us wonderful teaching about Jesus himself and the kind of lives we should live as his followers. The Bible is God's word first and foremost because it tells us about Jesus crucified and risen. And Jesus crucified and risen tells us to read the Bible. If we want to hear the voice of Christ regularly, reading the scriptures regularly is about the best place to start. But we do so by starting with a relationship with the risen Jesus. Ask him to show himself to you as you open the scriptures.
There's a family Bible on the table. Each page is torn and hard to read. But the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. At the end of day, when work was over, and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read. I can hear my mother softly sing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. This old world of ours is full of trouble, but this old world would also better be if we found more Bibles on the table and Mother singing Rock of Ages, cleft for me. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read. I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
We give you all thanks and praise, O God, for in great love you have made us your children and destined us for life in union with your Son, Jesus Christ. You're the creator of the heaven and earth, the sun and the moon, and the author of life. You revealed your purposes through the scriptures of ancient times, the law, the prophets, the Psalms, and declared your intention to suffer as a servant among us, so that you might bring forgiveness to the nations. And your word came to fulfillment in your servant Jesus, the holy and righteous one, who was rejected and handed over to death. He was killed through our ignorance, but after 3 days in the tomb you raised him from the dead, and now he embraces us with hands still hold and disturbs our fears and doubts with words of peace and the promise of life yet to be revealed. God our Maker, source of Easter power and hope, you have walked with your faithful people through many generations, people facing challenge and uncertainty, people seeking your purpose and promise. We still face challenges and uncertainty, even with Easter in our hearts. Walk with us and with those for whom we pray for this day, so that your resurrecting power may lead us in lives of faithfulness. We pray for all those facing grief and any kind of loss. Give them strength and comfort. We pray for communities challenged by forces beyond their controls, natural disaster, environmental threats, conflict and violence, economic hardship. Give courage to those facing these challenges and wisdom to those who lead, that well-being may be restored and hope for the future prevail. As signs of spring emerge, we pray for your creation, for creatures losing habitat and unique species at risk, for oceans clogged with plastic and the earth aching for moisture as the climate warms. Jesus, you're the firstborn over all creation. Help us to honour you by caring for the earth and its fragile balances in the ways we live and the priorities we set. And we bring to you our own prayers for ourselves, that in reading the scriptures we may encounter you, our God, the risen Jesus, present by your Spirit. And so in these ways too we would be your disciples, and so we pray the words you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.